Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Pi Day, Tuesday, March 14th, 3.14. Mixed bag in the grains today after technical sell-offs on the opening due to weakness overnight and trading underneath some moving averages. Markets got a little surprise after the first half hour when rumors were circulated that China had bought between 500 and 600,000 tons of corn from the U.S. This after they had made sales of their stockpiles, apparently of lower quality, and the assumption was they were moving in to replace this Chinese feed mills with higher quality U.S. corn. Later on, that rumor turned into stories that the corn was going to be of Ukrainian origin. Not a whole lot came out of that. And then finally, it was reported that China had bought a few shipments of corn out of the Pacific Northwest, so corn was able to close a little bit higher on the day. Soybeans and wheat also were boosted by this news after the opening. So beans had traded down in May as low as 9.92, and then rallied about 13 cents off their lows, trading as high as 10.05, with the November down as low as 987.5, rallying back just over $10 briefly, again about 13 cents off the lows, backing off 6 cents into the close. So we had May beans finishing down 6 3/4 at 9.99 1/4, November down 7 3/4 at 9.94.5. So not only are we now under these moving averages, but also under the psychological $10 level. So sentiment definitely bearish there, although we have been down now for about 6-7 days in a row, so we'll see if this is a bit overdone and we can put an end to this break. Taking a look at corn, we've got May finishing up 1¢ at 3.62¼. We were as high as 64.5 today after the news about the China purchases. But finishing only up 1¼ higher. December finished up 0.75 cents at 3.84¼ after making a high up 2 3/4 on the day of 3.86¼. But we did finish about 3 cents off the lows there. USDA did announce a sale of 120,000 tons of corn to Mexico. In the wheat, we had May finishing the day even at 4.30½ after making a high of 4.34½ with a low of 4.28½, which was just above the January 31st low of 4.27, initial support there. Kansas City May finished down 0.25 cents at 4.42½ with a high on the day of 4.46. So again, markets finishing mixed after a bit of a wild ride, especially in the beans, with about a 16-cent ranges there on these rumors of the China purchases of U.S. corn. So we will have to see what truth comes of that story as things develop. Outside markets, not much help to the grains. We had the dollar up 37 points at 101.57. Crude oil down 48 cents a barrel at 47.93, and that has rallied almost 89 cents off a low of 47.09. The stock market is trading at this moment down about 36 points on the day, and we've got gold trading down $4.40 an ounce at about $1,200 even per ounce. The Fed Open Market Committee has their meeting today and tomorrow. They're expecting at minimum a 0.25-point rate hike that ought to be released tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central Time. So we will also have to see how that develops again. As the rates go up, the dollar would get stronger and put pressure on U.S. exports. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.